We're in the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, in the middle of Simchas Shin Samach Gimel, the Halachas of Amar Ben Alechi, Sif Lamed Dalad on page 450, Reish Chaf Hei Amed Beis. Says the Mechaba, Oy Lef Shalas Tzik Nachar, there's another remedy that you could do, Lamabe Shirach of Esam Amos, or a Mabe that's 20 Amos wide. You could do like this. I mean, we had said other options, as we said, sticking a board through the middle. But it says, Shiachrish the Amos Makas. What you can do is like this. You can distance 2 Amos from the wall. Yasa Pasrach of Shalash Amos. Make a board 3 Amos wide. And Vyasa can Gambatsadashen. You do this on the second side. Then you show Pesach Rachav Esa Amos. Then you have an opening of just 10 Amos there in the middle, as the Dirshu 139 brings the picture. So you have a gap on either side of 2 Amos. You have a board 3 Amos on both sides. And then and now you're left with 10 Amos in the middle, which is okay of an opening. Or Yarchagama, you distance Amma, Vyasa Pasama Mechta, make a board of Amma and a half. Vyarchagama, then distance another Amma, Vyasa Pasama Mechta, make another board of Amma and a half. Chiyasa Pasada Shayna, do the same thing on the second side. Again, you're left with a 10 Amma opening, which that's okay. Or Yarchagish the Amma, Sushne Tvachim. What you do is you distance 2 Ammas and 2 Tvachim, Vyasa Pashte Ammas, Varba Tvachim. Make a board 2 Ammas and 4 Tvachim. Chiyasa Pasada Shayna, do the same thing on the second side. Vyachakal gets Vizay. Anything similar to this idea, you get the idea like we're saying. Bavad, as long as Shapas, Yasala Abba should be no Likaisla. As long as the board will be more than the airspace that's between it and the wall, then looking, because if not, you have the airspace on either side of the board that's bigger than it and nullifies it. So one has to be careful to not to leave the big opening that's being made now, but oil bazuta and go into the small one. Because if you do that, it nullifies the remedy of the mava. Elam can also turn pesach lezuta unless you make a door frame for the small one. But if not, that can be problematic. Says Mishbru Sib Cotton Kuf Mem Hey. Another way of fixing, if the mavi is too big, it's 20 amas wide, is that you distance 2 amas to the wall, the yazapas rach of shalosh amas, and you make a board 3 amas wide. The nasal dezer, now through that, you have oimim rubel aparch of etzidoi. You have, on the side, you have more closed than open. So, but next to the that whole area of the 2 empty and the 3 of the board are considered all, like all 5 closed. And I am both sides, 5 plus 5. The avagav, the mamma come under the own, generally we hold the parts koimid, now mishari that even equal. Open to close is permitted. It's not just on one side. It's open on the other side too. In such a case where it'd be equal, I mean, then we actually would say that the ear space on either side would nullify. So therefore, you have to have more of the close than the open. And so you make it on the second side the same thing. And be sure Pesach Rochav Es Amos. Now you remain with an opening that's 10 Amos wide. But come back from a web, it's Tzarech Lecha, Kairi, you still need a cross beam or a side post, Lahat, Amavi, to permit the Mavi. To the Eldiv, Mishem, Mavi, the Amos is not better than, in general, a regular Mavi. Which Ashar Tzin, nice Kuf Lamed Dalet says, look at Tesis, that for that, we don't consider the board as a lechi because it's distant from the wall an area of 3 Tvachim, which he says to look previously in Sevav, in the Behalacha. Says the Mishaburah further, says, V'nois nakar, and you put the crossbeam rak al shetach as amas, only on the area of the 10 amas, which you made now this new opening, which is Sharetzin, Ois Kof Lamed Heze, says, not like the Mogin Ram and Shin Samach Yisav Kot and Gimel. And says the Mishaburah, V'chein Kishoy Salachi, so do you make the side post, Yamid B'reish as amas, you put it there on the side of the top of the by the opening of the Esra, of the 10 amas. Because from the board and onward till the wall, in that width, and they turn Melavach, it's permitted anyway, because they closed as more than the open. Sivkot and Kovmem Zayin, and the Bechaba said, Bechaki Yitzvizet. Anything that has the same idea, that is Yarchagab, Amos Makaisel, let's say you'll distance 4 Amos from the wall, but Yasim Paschal Shesh Amos, says Rashi, you make a board of 6 Amos, again, accomplishes the same idea, is 10 is closed off, and then you have 10 remaining open. Sivkot and Kovmem Chaz, but Sach Lazar Bechulu, but Bechaba said, one has to be careful not to leave the big opening and go through the small opening. But in general, we're not concerned. Maybe they can leave the big one and go to the small one. Because there's a presumption, a person does not leave a big opening and go to the small opening. Because if one does that, it nullifies the ticking of the mavik. Which Lamor means today, Shal Deizet, through that, these battle toys pesam nagol, that nullifies the halachic status of an opening from the big one. Ubatla alechi aikara mesukam, and therefore that nullifies the side post of the crossbeam that's fixed over there. And then some of it's a belay ticket, because that this mavi doesn't have a remedy. Sivkat kovnun, unless if you make a tzurza pesach lazuta for the small opening. I'm chadush of the egish matmir that he wonders. My mahani, what does that help? But ma'ado isa tzuris apesach lezuda that you make a door frame for the smaller one. Achish and spatzol is better than like other, but it nullifies the halacha of opening from the big one. But nachum, what's appropriate? Kamesh kozba sevet tereish shmul shatoy soibu. It's actually a scribal error. But tzoch lima the rabba has to actually say if you make a tzuris apesach for the large opening. Vashtoz the shabbat. That makes sense. Achish and tzuris apesach. After you have a door frame, like this spatzol shem besam, so it cannot nullify from the name of the opening. Afim layechu, but even if they don't walk through it, sif lamen hey. This board that we said that you're making it to minimize the width of mavoi, it doesn't have to be one whole board. That even making rods, reeds that are less than three tefachim from each other is sufficient, because the pachas mishleisha, anytime it's less than three tefachim, it's like one whole thing. Therefore, you can't say over here, also be the hagisa that I guess about as if the airspace and ibisa is nullifying it, because we view it all as one. Sivla medvav, a mavoi, sheshavim mitoichai, that's equal from inside. I mean, it's flat. Umidrain, but pirish, makam mishupa, you have a slope, lushus ram, to the street, or it's equal to the lushus ram. Umidrain, but then you have a slope inside of it. So if it goes and it gathers a little bit, that it gathers to a height of 10 tefachim within the area of 4 amas, it's like a straight wall, then it doesn't need to have any remedy as a kitim daf reish chavav. And says the Ramah, here, the mound is like a partition, and that's from the Beis Yosef, which Be'egoyla points out that all the Amas of Ervin are Amas of 6 Tefachim. Sometimes it's bigger and sometimes they're smaller, in the way, whatever, it's going to be stringent. Says Meshbru, Sif Katan, Kuf Nun Beit. So you have a Mavi that it's flat from inside, but Umidron Shusaram, there's a slope to the street. Because the ground of the Mavi was Gevoya Makakar Shusaram, was higher than the ground of the street. And what's the Loshape? It's Lopeshe, so it has to slope near the opening of Shusaram towards the street. As the Dirshu 145 brings this picture, as you see, that the Mavi is just higher ground, and then it slopes down to the street. Sivkon Kovnan Gimel Oy Shoshav the Shosram Chulu. No, or it's equal to the Shosram, but it slopes inside of the Mavi. That is Shoshav the Shosram Gevay Mekarka Mavi. The street was higher than the ground of the Mavi. Ukenis is the Mavi Nami. Now, really, the entry of the Mavi also in the Pesach Lefanim, from the opening and within Gevay Kekarka Shosram. That was as high as the street level. But in the width of an amma or a half amma, but after to nasa midrin, it slopes down towards the back of the mavi, meaning towards the middle wall. It's as Dirch 146 brings the picture, like it starts with street level and then goes down. So sivkot kubnadal, if it gathers a little bit until shemagbiya star b'chulu, that it gets to a height of a ten tefachim within 4 amas, that if the slope has a length of 4 amas, then already the ground already reaches a height of 10 tefachim, so it's like a wall. But if let's say it gathered to a height of 10 tefachim only in the distance of 5 amas, come on, less time, it's like there's no wall there. It's like regular ground, because that's you know, easy to walk on, so to speak. So it's not like a vertical wall. But if it's within 4 amas, it's like a straight wall. The in the tochshem tikkun doesn't have to have any remedy, because the isa gubish beside a pesach, that height that's by the opening of the mechitzah, it's like a wall. Although it slopes and it goes, the derech mesayim Ramah. This is what Ramah concludes. Ubezeh hatel, and here regarding this mound, which is this, you know, the slope, b'chulu etc., which sivkot and kovnun vav, that ubezeh hatel b'chulu, that this mound is like a mechitzah. Now, what do you do if the whole city is actually surrounded with a mound? And then they subsequently build houses over there. And the reason why this is aser is because it's not enclosed for residential purposes. Like we wrote in the Simchat Nuches, the base by Shemus of Ches, like over there, Ches. The Vilah Bana Mechitzah is goodbye. Asar, I'll tell. Even if you build now walls that are 10 tefachim high on the mound, it's not going to be effective. Now, if the mound was less than 10 tefachim, now they completed the 10 tefachim, that's actually effective, because that new enclosure is for residential purposes. The Nasa Akash in the ear that was made after the city was built. You can remedy, even if the mound was around the whole whole city. The idea that is sheyivchas matel b'shatach yisem es amas b'rech. What you do is you minimize from the mound an area that's more than 10 amas in the width. Actually, yibagiv asar tvachim that there in that 10 amas it should not have a height of 10 tvachim. The b'zeh chashav kapirza. Now it's considered like you made a breach. Rakach yashem is asher, and then you supplement that measurement. The b'zeh mahani that's going to be effective. Like we said previously, b'shem shouldn't chaz the bays. Ayin shem look over there. Sivkat and kupnon zayin. So he said that the mound is like kemechitza. Now, if you have around the city choritz, a ditch, omekazar tvachim, 10 hand breadth deep, berichva bar tvachim, and the width of 4 tvachim, davik kemechitza like a wall, v'nistma choritz ad avar tzrayus. And then the ditch was clogged up through earth and pebbles. Im ein astima oilu b'yusim es amas, if the closing up does not go to more than 10 amas, it's like an opening, v'ein oyser, it doesn't make it forbidden. But if it's more than 10 amas, hadei kepirza, well then it's like a breach. The Bir Halacha in Dibur Maschil Havik Mechitza, the mound is like a mechitza. So look at the Magen Avraham that writes in Sivkat Mem that according to Tosis, if Rabban Boikin Boy, if people walk through, then it nullifies the mechitza because it's not man made. He said, I didn't quote in Mishnah Berurah because many Echonim disagree on him regarding this. And like the way I wrote previously in Simchav Tes, Mishnah Berurah, look over there, and it's also that he writes that it's possible that regarding Bikis Rabban, when the public walks through, it's not called less than 600,000. I'm not pleased regarding this. Dirsha 150 brings Chaznich holds like the Mogen Avraham, and this is looking takes the Shabbos. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 140 says. We said that if it was equal, that we would say, Asavir the Haigiz Mabatle, even though usually parts come in as okay. Now, all this is because that on one side, the breach is bigger than the closed area. But if both sides of the Aymid, the breach was equal to the Aymid, the Ritvan, the Ran, the Avon say that you wouldn't say, Asavir the Haigiz Mabatle, and so Aymid. And that's the Chaznesh Rez Lalacha, and he retracts from what he writes that even in such a case, you would say, Asavir the Haigiz Mabatle, so Aymid. This is number 141. We said, also when you make the Lechi, you should make it by the opening of the 10 Amases. Now the reason that the board itself does not function like a lechi, explains that you need to have the lechi should close up in within the airspace of the 10 amas of the mavin, and the board is not there in that airspace because you have the 10 amas beyond the area of the board. On the other hand, Kiva Eger and Truvis proves in the words of Tesis over there that you don't need to have the lechi should be in the 10 amas of the airspace of the mavin. He explains it differently. Why would you need also a lechi besides for the board, because the board cannot function in the halacha of also oime meruba for the pirtza that's on the side, and also function as a halacha of a lechi, because then you don't have a recognition as a purpose of a lechi. However, he writes, so you don't have to have a distinct recognition for that lechi that you made near the board. And it's not similar to what we brought in Shulchan Aruch and Sibyud Beis, that the lechi has to be recognizable on its own, that it's not like an extension of the board by making it thicker than the board or thinner than it, because over there, the board is 4 amas long, which is a measurement of a wall, and therefore there's no recognition of a lechi and the lechi that's attached to it, which is not the case over here, that the board is not 4 amas long. In such a case, you don't have to have that the lechi should be recognizable independently from it. Another reason, writes the Chaznish, that the lechi is effective only through this, that it's attached to the wall of the mavi, that through that you put it over there, it creates a tzura of a gam, or either from inside or from outside, but if it's far from the wall and it doesn't create that image, so it's not considered as a lechi. And this that's effective when you place a lechi right next to the board is because the board is gets qualified like a wall. And therefore you have to position the lechi near the board by making it thinner than the board, that through that it'll have a tzura of a gam of that shape, of like an L shape. But if you make it thicker than the board, meaning the same thickness as the board, then it's not going to be effective even if you make it higher or lower down. Look at Sefer Bina Simcha, that he expands on the opinion of the Chreinim regarding this discussion and discuss regarding the boards of a chatzar, if you need a seal off within the halal of the yud, or is it enough regarding the pirtza that's on the side of them, that's not more than the width of 10 amas. Dirsh number 142, the Sharetzim brought that, Tosfos says that, the pass is not considered as a lechi because it's far from the wall, a distance of 3 tvachim. Now, according to the pins that hold in Shulchan Aruch and Sevav, that also a lechi that's far from the wall, it's considered a lechi when the width is more than the breach that's on the side of it, even though over the here, lechaira, that it's considered the pass as, you should consider the pass as lechi. However, the pin Rabbeinu Hines in the beginning of Mesechus Evin, and regarding the case that we're discussing, you have to make another lechi or a crossbeam, even though he holds that the lechi that's far from the wall is kosher as a lechi. So his reasoning, Rabbi Kivege explains the truth, is that since the board is needed to permit the breach that's on the side of it, the halacha of Emeruba, you cannot utilize over there also like a lechi to permit the opening, and he brings over
there a case that even contravening Hainazin, the board itself would function as a lechi, chaznish, is mafakvik on his words. This number 143, even if most of the utility of the people in the Mavli is by the large opening, and they just make their path also through the small opening, the chaznish writes that the ticket that they make for the Pesach Gadol would be possible and be forbidden to carry in the Mavli. Dish number 144 that the Mishnah Berurah is Mesakin and says the words have to say not for the Tzurtz HaPesach but the small one, but for the big one. Be'alocha later on, Shin Samachay writes, regarding a breach on the side of the Mavi towards the opening, that it's possible that it would be effective to make a Tzurtz HaPesach but the small one that thins through the Tzurtz HaPesach is considered as sealed, and then you know the ticket that's made for the Pesach God will be nullified through that. And that's what's Pinchas Nesh. And according to this, you could have the Girsa over here, Lazutin, like the Pin Lavush, and Tzurtz and Shulchan Aruch Harav. Tirsha 148, regarding until where is considered that the Mavi is fenced in, the Chaznish writes, it would seem that according to the Vilna Gaon and Shinun Ches, that the Mavi is considered fenced in up until the edge of the Rosh Hashanah, and he concludes that this needs to be looked into. However, in Kafiyonal, if he writes simply, it's Rosh Hashanah until the end of the slope of the mound. That's how he writes in Shayna Alachas.